From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Two politically charged votes on the Iraq war are on the Senate schedule today. One Democratic-sponsored bill would cut off most funding for the war 3 months after enactment. Previous measures have been rejected. Another bill would require President Bush to specify the U.S. strategy to defeat terrorist groups, including al-Qaeda. In eastern Afghanistan today, a roadside bomb killed five Afghan policemen and a child. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has more on that from Kabul.
The attack occurred in eastern Khost province near the border with Pakistan. The provincial police chief says an 8-year-old boy who was killed was the son of one of the officers. Afghan officials say the Taliban planted the roadside bomb. Police officers are a favorite target of Taliban militants. Their attacks are aimed at discouraging Afghans from joining the fledgling police force that the government, with Western help, is trying to build. Taliban officials say they also plan to start bombing cell phone towers this week if providers fail to agree to shut off phone service at night. The threat is an attempt by the Taliban to prevent NATO-led forces from finding militants by tracking their cell phone signals. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Spending on health care in the U.S. will nearly double in the next 10 years. That's according to a new projection from government analysts. Here's NPR's Joanne Silberner with some details.
Every year, the Department of Health and Human Services collects data and makes a projection. What will health care cost 10 years from now? Most years, the growth rate is more than the growth rate in the gross domestic product, meaning that health care is taking a bigger and bigger bite out of the nation's economy. According to the new analysis, the nation will spend $4.3 trillion on doctors, hospitals, drugs, and the like in 2017, compared to $2.2 trillion last year. Part of the reason for the increase? The baby boom generation is hitting the age for Medicare. The government will pay proportionately more for Medicare, Medicaid, and other programs. The actuaries expect the growth in hospital spending will decrease, and the growth in prescription drug spending will increase. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
New crash test results are out for popular SUV models, and Russ Rader of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says there was one standout.
We tested 9 mid-sized, moderately priced SUVs, 2008 and 2009 models. The top performer getting a gold star is the Nissan Murano.
The Murano was the only SUV tested to receive the highest rating in front, rear, and side collisions. The larger Hummer H3 came out of the tests with some of the poorest results, including the possibility of driver leg injuries in frontal collisions. Its maker, General Motors, responded that the tests are, quote, one measurement of crash performance. This is NPR News. A new study out of California says that immigrants in that state commit far less crime than the average U.S. native. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports from San Francisco.
The study by the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California finds that people born outside of the United States make up about 35% of California's adult population, but they represent only about 17% of the state prison population. U.S.-born adult men are sent to state prison at rates more than 3 times higher than foreign-born men. The age group most likely to commit crime is between 18 to 40 years of age. In that category, U.S.-born men are 10 times more likely than immigrants to be in county jail or state prison. The study did not differentiate between legal or illegal immigrants, but its authors say that fears that immigration is a threat to public safety are unjustified. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Democratic presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are to debate tonight in Cleveland. It's their last debate before next week's primaries in Ohio, Rhode Island, Texas, and Vermont. The debate is sponsored by MSNBC. Clinton has said Texas and Ohio are must-win states for her. Yesterday, she again attacked Obama without mentioning his name, suggesting in a speech that his approach to foreign policy is both reckless and naive. Republican John McCain was blunt about his prospects in the presidential race yesterday. Speaking in Ohio, McCain said that if he's to win the White House, he has to convince Americans that U.S. policy in Iraq is succeeding. He later backed off that comment somewhat, saying that Iraq will play a role in voters' consideration of him. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News in Washington.